Today's program has been brought to you by Kane Vineyard and Winery, a Napa Valley winery committed to respecting the soil and dedicated to the creation of three Cabernet blends. For more information, visit Kane5.com. Welcome to the Summer of Food, a special program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org giving voice to our nation's emerging network of student leaders. From New York to California, students are heading out of the classroom and onto the front lines of the food world, using their summer break to engage in a radical rethinking of our country's food landscape. These are the students that will become tomorrow's food leaders. These are their stories. This is the Summer of Food.
Yo, it's Eddie Schumar coming to you live from Roberta's at Bushwick, Brooklyn on HeritageRadioNetwork.org with another episode of Summer of Food, where we've been talking to student leaders from across the country, engaging in the food movement, food politics, agriculture, sustainable ranching. Today I have the pleasure of talking to Amy Edmonds, a senior at the University of California, Berkeley. Amy is all over the place. She's studying public health, public policy, sustainable food systems. Prior to joining Food Day as a grassroots organizing intern this summer, she assisted with the California Department of Education efforts to improve nutrition and child care programs and to promote farm-to-school and salad bar-to-school programs. She also assists with the Center for Weight and Health, teaching nutrition and physical activity to ninth graders every week. Amy, thank you so much for being on with us today.
Sure. It's my pleasure.
Great. So, Amy, give me the breakdown. What have you been doing this summer at the Center for Science and Public Interest with the Food Day campaign?
So I've been working as a grassroots organizing intern, and pretty much what I've been doing is reaching out to people who are working in the food movement, working at food banks, or maybe they're farmers and they're a part of the sustainable agriculture community. I'm working on food access, working in schools to make school meals healthier and to provide nutrition education in schools. People who are working at public health departments, reaching out to all of them to get them involved in the Food Day campaign. So it's been a lot of outreach, a lot of talking to people, but pretty much hearing what people are up to in their communities all across the nation, building the food movement and hoping that we can have a really great success for Food Day this year on October 24th.
Perfect. So for those of our listeners who might not be familiar with Food Day, one, shame on them. Two, give us a breakdown. What is Food Day?
So Food Day is a nationwide celebration of healthy, affordable, sustainable food. And the goal is to get people excited about the food movement, educate people, in their communities, let them know what's going on with food, how people are working towards bringing healthier food, making healthier food, accessible to all people, making kind of like the default choice, sustainable, healthy, affordable food. So that's what Food Day is all about. It's about breaking down silos within the food movement. There's so many people working towards these goals, but maybe they're not talking within their community. So Food Day is a good way to bring everyone together and to support good food.
Perfect. So, why an internship with the Food Day team? What drew you to that experience over, say, another experience?
Well, I would say that as a person studying public health and also really interested in public policy and building, a more sustainable food system, Food Day kind of captured all of those interests and pretty much is kind of the embodiment of what I'm studying and what I'd like to see, change in the world. I feel like food is such a central factor, such a common ground. And by changing the food system, I feel like we can improve health, which is a major concern. We can, make the world a lot more sustainable, make our farming practices more sustainable, and we can use those policies that exist to reshape the food system. So Food Day is also a grassroots campaign for better food policies, and I feel like it's a part of building that movement, and it's given me a lot of insight into just so many, the many different ways of changing the food system. So it's been great.
Yeah, no, it sounds amazing. I'm a big fan of Food Day. I participated in the first Food Day down in Florida. We organized a big rally. I want to touch on one thing real quick because, you know, throughout the Summer of Food series, you know, I've talked to student leads from all across the country, and the word sustainable comes up a lot. And it's one of those words that has a bit of an ambiguous definition. And if you've been listening to the Summer of Food series, you know that I ask this question all the time. You know, what is your definition of sustainability? Because I'd like to really nail that down because I know it is one of those words that has been co-opted a little bit by some people. So I want to really nail down what you think sustainability means.
Yeah, that question has been on my mind as well. Last semester, I took a class that explored, food and the environment. And what I learned is that, you know, sustainable is different in different contexts. So, you know, sometimes local might be more sustainable. Sometimes organic might be more sustainable, but I guess the definition of sustainability for me is what's ecologically sound as well as what's, you know, it's sustaining. And I feel like there aren't any practices that are always sustainable. I think it really depends on the context. And so I agree with you. It's kind of a tough word to apply to everything, but I definitely want to continue to expand how I think about that concept.
Right. Yeah. And one of the other student leaders that I spoke to, Sarah Franklin, she used a word resilience. And I really like that sort of like alternate, not definition, so to speak, but, you know, a different word to give it a different perspective is that it's resilient. It can survive the fickleness of agriculture and weather patterns and, you know, the global warming and weather change and climate change that we're experiencing these days is that it's something that is resilient, that can survive throughout, you know, the give and the take and the ups and the downs of both, you know, economics, cultural situations, politics, and the environment. So I really like that definition. I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. Yeah.
So kind of give us a breakdown. Did you have like a specific project that you were working on as an intern with Food Day? Did you have a broad range of projects? What was like a day-to-day? Give us a breakdown.
Yeah. So Food Day is run kind of like I imagine a campaign is run. So it's broken down into states, and we contact people based on the states that were assigned. And so I was assigned to Arkansas, Alabama, Colorado, Delaware, Virginia, West Virginia. And I reached out to people in those states. And so I think I achieved a pretty good understanding of what was going on in different communities, what were the areas of focus. Food Day is a broad campaign to be able to really capture, the overarching concerns within the food system. And so it was really great being able to reach out to different communities and see what was going on in that community and what were the needs and how Food Day could really promote, their efforts or bring people together around certain issues. So it was essentially a lot of outreach, and a lot of it was me brainstorming, who might be interested in being involved in Food Day in this community, and what are some of the people that maybe we haven't reached out to, because everyone has a stake in the American food system. We're trying to get everyone involved, but just thinking about the key contacts in each community and seeing how just learning what they're up to and how Food Day could somehow be tied into their efforts or be a part of celebrating what they've accomplished. Was definitely what I was up to.
Right.
This entire summer.
No, it sounds amazing. And it sounds like you got to reach out and kind of connect one-on-one with a lot of different communities. And you mentioned a little bit about, these individual concerns in each of these different regions. And I'm a big fan of thinking about these big ideas and even small ideas and in practical applications in terms of context and scale, because each, region, each organization has a specific context and a specific scale. What were some of those like individual concerns and programs that really stood out to you while you were doing your outreach?
Well, let's see. I know that certain communities, hunger, and I feel like wasn't, maybe in the Bay Area, it's not as emphasized because, you know, that community is very focused on the sustainability aspect of food. But in a lot of the communities I reached out to, hunger was a really big issue, and was something that a lot of resources were being dedicated to. And so I know that from reaching out to many of these communities, a lot of them in the South, that, you know, that there needs to be like a greater emphasis on alleviating hunger. But I also see this shift to also making sure that hungry people have nutritious food and food that's healthy. And so that was really interesting. And I'm interested in continuing to kind of explore that. I know that in a lot of communities in the past, they've really taken Food Day and they've run with it. There's a small county health department in Michigan that used Food Day to bring everyone together around, especially bringing healthy food to schools and you know, giving kids the skills that they need to appreciate food and to cook food. And through their efforts, bringing everyone together for Food Day, through a festival of sorts, they were able to form a food policy council. And so those are the kinds of stories that really stood out to me, just kind of being surprised by certain things, by certain concerns as well.
Right. I mean, you know, and you kind of touched on a little bit, like, you know, you're studying public health at the University of California, Berkeley, and you're working on this campaign, and food is a big focus in that introduction. I mean, you're in it. You're engaged. You're like, sort of, you know, I mean, you are the student leader of student leaders. You know, was there a point during this internship or in any of your experiences where, you know, the theory of school sort of, you know, either was proven in the practice of reality or was kind of shot down? Like, what's the juxtaposition? Like, how do you like mitigate like what you're learning in school versus like what the realities are?
Well, I feel like what I was doing this summer was actually something that I've never directly learned in school. I feel like I've gotten a good overview of what's going on, and I feel like it's given me a really good background, but talking to people has really been what has I guess even, you know, furthered my interest in these topics. Because, you know, either I was studying something that was very public health related, or I could be taking a class, you know, that was focused on a more sustainable food system. But I feel like just trying to find the combination between those two was just not something that I found in just one class in school. And so I think that, you know, by working on Food Day, I've been really able to see how everything is connected in a way that you know, just being in a classroom never completely gave me.
Right. You know, and I want to kind of take a step back a little bit, because I sort of blasted right past it. But, like, you know, how did you first come to be passionate about food and food issues? Like, what was it in your life that turned that light bulb on for you that said, like, yes, food is this all-encompassing, you know, this baseline for everybody? What was that moment or that series of moments that really made you passionate about engaging these issues?
Well, I think it started when I was in high school, and I think I've always had, you know, this huge appreciation for food. Shopping and cooking food was something that my mom and I like have always done together, and so I have this really strong appreciation of food and of eating and of just kind of the shared memories that I associate with food, but I guess when I started growing up a little bit and I saw that, you know, there are these problems in the world that kind of stem from the kinds of food that, you know, most Americans are exposed to and they're eating, you know, the unhealthy sorts, I kind of started questioning, you know, the food system. Why are certain foods available to us? Why are we eating the foods that we're eating? And as I started to learn more about how certain foods are contributing to really huge health problems in this country, I became really concerned. And as I learned about, you know, sustainable, I guess we shouldn't say sustainable, but as I learned about more ecologically sound systems of farming, and I learned about how agriculture takes, you know, conventional agriculture often takes a pretty, you know, harsh toll on the environment. I kind of put two and two together. Definitely through reading and through, you know, watching certain documentaries that I'm sure a lot of us have watched, like Food Inc., I just started thinking about the food system in a way that, you know, I never had before. And then from there, being at Berkeley, kind of in the center of a lot of things that you know, are happening around food, you know, and that focus on food really drew me into wanting to learn more about this. I joined the Berkeley Student Food Collective, which was a new student co-op, food cooperative that had been established at Berkeley. And I learned about, and I was really inspired by the student leaders there who started it, which was, you know, kind of a reaction to Panda Express wanting to move in on campus and students wanting, you know, real food. And I learned what real food meant, you know, in... Yeah, so that was kind of how I catapulted into it. And then from there, I've been just looking for every opportunity to learn more about these issues.
Yeah, it really is kind of that proverbial rabbit hole. Like, once you open that first book or watch that first documentary, you know, your eyes are peeled wide open. And as soon as you start engaging with it, it's like this snowball effect. And it's like the more you learn, the more you're excited you get, and the more passionate you become. Because I have sort of a similar story. And I think a lot of the people that I've spoken with this summer have a very similar story where, you know, as a young person, they began asking these really simple questions and they found these incredibly complex answers that only created more questions. And, you know, and if you're passionate and you're engaged, you're going to want to keep following that. You're going to want to keep investigating. So I'm going to segue from that into, you know, do you see food and, you know, the food movement as a way for young people to engage in some of these larger political, cultural, social, and economic issues?
Most definitely. I think, as you said, the more I've tried to explore the food system, the more I see how you know, the inequities in the food system are linked to just greater social problems. And I feel like food can be such a powerful tool. You know, changing the food system can be such a powerful tool in you know, examining a lot of other systems and a lot of other issues. So definitely, food is an amazing way to, you know, look at the world and really see the problems and try to work towards fixing them. You know, it's not only food, but food is definitely a common ground here.
Right. You know, and this is a question that I ask and I've asked most of the student leaders we've had on Summer of Food is like, you know, what are some of those larger issues that you see are the most pressing issues to your generation or the generations, you know, coming up behind you that, you know, deserve more focus, either politically or in schools, or, you know, what are the issues that, you know, you touched on hunger a little bit. Like, what are you really seeing as those issues that are connected to food that we should really be paying attention to?
Well, I think ultimately it's about, you know, bringing people of different interests together around food and around, you know, some kind of common goal. I don't think that there should be just one focus, but I think that definitely having people who are working on food but from different angles talking more and thinking about, you know, some you know, just trying to find what's common between them is definitely a really good start. What I'm interested in personally is how to make healthy food more accessible, how to make healthy food, healthy sustainable food, more accessible to people, and just kind of make it easier, just an easier choice for people. I think that, you know, the price disparities between, you know, a bag of chips and, you know, a local, you know, seasonal piece of fruit, there's such a big difference. And being able to devote our efforts to just making the healthy, sustainable choice, the easy choice, is what I'm really interested in. And there's so many policies that could be reshaped to that help, you know, make that a reality. And, you know, there are a lot of different ways we can approach that issue.
Yeah. So, you know, what are some, you know, how does, you know, this summer, your summer internship at the Center for Science and Public Interest, working with the Food Day campaign, how does that fit into your bigger plan, both, you know, academically going into your senior year, correct? Right.
Definitely. Yeah.
You know, and then
I'm
like
going into my senior year, and being with the Center for Science and the Public Interest this summer has definitely really helped me, you know, explore what I'm interested in, really get a good overview of all of the things that are happening within the food movement. And I guess just it's kind of a time where I've been able to think about, you know, how do I want to be a part of this? And I'm talking to people who are working on this from so many different angles, and there's so many different ways to approach, you know, how we're going to change the food system. But what do I have to contribute to this? So I think it's been a really great time for me to think about what skills, you know, I want to develop and what I want to continue to explore. Next semester in school, I'm going to be learning more about urban farming. And so I'm going to be doing some urban farming, and I'm really excited about that, you know. So just being able to explore all these different aspects of the food system and just, it's really made me more excited about, you know, going back to school and you know, just taking in as much as I can this year.
You can really hear your excitement in your voice. That makes me excited. I'm sitting in the studio by myself, and I'm like getting giddy and shaking my head yes. I'm like, yes, another person's on the movement. you know, and I want to know, because you're so engaged and you're obviously so passionate, you know, and I hope a lot of young people that are just, you know, opening that door and asking those simple questions, you know, what kind of advice do you have for young people just getting involved in food and engaging in the food system? Like, you know, what have you learned, and what advice do you have for them?
Well, I would say that just kind of go with what you're interested in. I feel like I was always drawn to like certain issues or certain, you know, certain topics in class. And I feel like just explore it all. You know, I think that you'll find what you're most interested in, and you'll continue to explore that, and you'll see if it's a good fit for you. And I would say just, you know, read and definitely, you know, look and see what opportunities are out there. I did a lot of internet research my summer after my freshman year, because I was looking for ways to be engaged in this. And I feel like that's, you know, do your research, and then just kind of go with what interests you. Take classes that appeal to you. You know, don't try to, you know, stick to some schedule because, you know, you think you're supposed to do it. Just take those classes and see what, you know, draws you in the most.
Yeah, so you touched on it a little bit. We're kind of running out of time. I could talk to you for hours. I think you have a lot to say, but and I don't want to put you on the spot, but like, you know, you talked about reading lists or, you know, books that you've read and some of the research and some of the films. You know, do you have like a summer reading list, like a suggested, you know, these are the books that I read that really got me hyped up on this, for some of our younger listeners or some of our older listeners who are just, you know, just
sure.
Waking up?
So I am actually sitting next to a pile of books that I've checked out from the library, and I've been skimming all of them at once, which is probably a bad idea.
Actually, no, that's suggested by most graduate school teachers, so you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, so Stuffed and Starved by Raj Patel. I have White Bread by Aaron Barbara Strain. I have Food Politics by Marion Nestle. Black, White, and Green by Allison Hope Alcon. Weighing In by Julie Gutman. Behind the Kitchen Door. And let's see, we have one more, which is Diet for a Hot Planet. And I've read parts of each of these, but I was hoping that this would be the summer where I'd get through all of them. Probably not going to happen, but yeah, they're all great books.
That was excellent. You know, I ask that question sometimes and it puts people on the spot, and they hem and they haw and they give me one. You just killed that section of the interview. So thank you for having that stack of books right next to you. And I'm sorry that we're out of time, Amy. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you. You know, I look forward to touching base with you again and finding out where you're going to go after graduation. So make sure you stay in touch with us over at Heritage Radio Network. And thanks so much for being on with us today.
Definitely. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Again, this has been another episode of Summer of Food on HeritageRadioNetwork.org, coming to you live from Roberta's at Bushwick, Brooklyn. Just like all of our 40-plus live shows a week, this can be listened to on the internet, on our website, iTunes, and Stitcher. And remember, go on and donate. We're a member-supported radio network. We love you guys. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Summer of Food.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.